I'm joined by Chris McGreal, who's just been interviewing a spokesman for the Muslim Brotherhood. What did they say, Chris?
I spoke to Essam Al-Aryan, who's one of the reformist leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood, very influential. In short, he was trying to put across why the organization is even negotiating with the regime whilst President Mubarak remains in power. This is a contentious position. Many people in Tahrir Square, the demonstrators, say there should be no negotiations until Mubarak is gone. And essentially, the Muslim Brotherhood's position is that they're negotiating to get rid of him. They give a week for the president to resign, and they'll reassess their situation at that point. But their view is that they believe that the upper echelons of the regime is now collapsing, that Mubarak will go. They think it won't be too long, and it's simply a question of the leadership negotiating his way out. They want him to go with dignity, but they feel that that it has been recognized that he can't hang on. As Al-Aryan put it to me, he said, look, the Viet Cong was negotiating in Paris, and they were also fighting in Vietnam, and that just because we're talking to them doesn't mean to say that they've abandoned the struggle.
Did he react at all to some of the things that Suleiman's been saying today?
No, he said essentially that the concessions won from the regime were a sign that it's weakening and that it's necessary to keep talking for now, and the indicators that essentially there is victory. He said that this revolution can't be reversed, it can't be stopped now. But he said they simply don't go far enough. That these are indicators that the regime is weakening, that it's giving ground, but they obviously fall far short of the central demands, the primary demand being that of the people in the square, which is that Mubarak must resign. But there are other demands as well, particularly for the dismissal of parliament, which was elected last year in far less than credible elections, not least from the Muslim Brotherhood's point of view, because they were effectively banned from running, but also the lifting of the state of emergency, which has given enormous powers of suppression to the government, and just a generally political liberalization. But as he essentially said, from their perspective, the revolution can't be defeated. It may yet achieve all its goals. It may not achieve all of them. It may only achieve some of them. But from his perspective, victory is within sight.
At the weekend, they were saying they weren't going to talk to the regime. Then they did. Now they're giving this sort of weak deadline. It's difficult to pin them down.
It is indeed, and I think that they're prevaricating in part because they slightly missed the boat. Although the Muslim Brotherhood's line is that they deliberately kept a step back from the demonstrations because they didn't want to scare the outside world. As he put it, Mr. Obama and Mr. Cameron and Mr. Sarkozy will say that it's Khomeini and the Iranian revolution if we take a leading role, and that will undermine it. I think it's partly that they were caught off guard by the spontaneity of the demonstrations, and it's also very clear from being in Tahrir Square that Muslim Brotherhood very much has only minority support there. So it's jumped on the bandwagon a little late, and it's jumped on really quite uncertain about what its role is. It doesn't want to be left out of the negotiations. It needs for its future political credibility to be accepted as part of the political fabric of the country, and that's essentially happening with Omar Suleiman, the vice president, negotiating with an organization that he was instrumental in banning. At the same time, it doesn't want to be seen to be betraying the grassroots revolution that's taking place on the streets of Cairo. So I think that its own position is quite tentative, really. It's participating in these talks to give itself some credibility, but doesn't want to lose at the same time by participating. Doesn't want to lose credibility with the people on the streets.
And while you were talking, there was this massive trading on now. Did he say anything about that?
Oh, only that, the size of the demonstration today, which is undoubtedly one of the largest we've seen, it's into the high hundreds of thousands, and people are still streaming into the square. You know, he said that this is further evidence that the people stand by their central demand that Mubarak has to go, and that they're not going to settle for some compromise that Omar Suleiman was trying to negotiate with an extended transition where Mubarak remains in power and their committees and all of the rest. I think that the Muslim Brotherhood, in him talking about this week's deadline, is realizing that it cannot get dragged into that process too far. And today's demonstration will have reinforced to Muslim Brotherhood and to other opposition politicians that they will be needing to tread carefully in what kind of concessions they make in dealing with the regime.
Okay, Chris, thanks.